Jarumbira's win follows an 8-month forced break of the Pan-African Parliament, or PAP, or PAP, due to a lack of funds. He was president of the parliament but had to step aside when Zimbabwe's Senate and parliament were dissolved ahead of elections last August. The parliament also re-elected Masouda Mohamed Ladaf of Mauritania as first president. Some member states accused Jarumbira of misappropriating funds, recruiting female members at PAP, as well as failing to give PAP a clear path towards solving problems faced by the continent. They also wondered why he was allowed to run after his niece accused him of sexual assault. Jarumbira denies the allegations but admits the Pan-African Parliament has not served Africa well.
PAP itself should conduct itself in a manner that will build confidence in the public, in the citizens of this continent. I'm president of PAP, but certainly if you ask me, no, PAP has not quite conducted itself in order to build confidence in the public. So this bureau, that's item number one, beginning this week. What is it that we should correct about the image of Pan-African Parliament?
Speaking on behalf of Miles Samba, the defeated Zambian candidate, Joseph Kalimbwe said he was disappointed that Pan-African Parliament had failed to elect a candidate who wanted to focus the body on Africa's problems.
There's so many issues happening on the African continent. There's issues in Cameroon, for instance, of conflict between the Francophone speakers and the Anglophone speakers. We need a leader of the Pan-African Parliament to take a stance on that and help our people move forward. We also need to ensure that going forward in the what is happening in South Sudan, in the Congo, for instance, the richest mineral country in the whole world, is still at war with itself.
South Africa's ruling African National Congress Chief Whip Pemi Majordina defended Jarumbira's election, saying there is no evidence to prove the allegations against him.
He started PAP in 2004 during its inception. The political stability that he has brought to PAP on the 1 year that he has been in PAP. So there's no need to change. You don't fix something that is not broken. So he must just finish his term. He's left with only 12 months to finish the term.
The PAP's members are parliamentarians from all African countries, including about a half dozen countries that have recently undergone coups. Other members are dealing with Islamic insurgencies, major economic upheavals, and civil wars. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News in Johannesburg.